Hello everybody and welcome to Masters of None. This is Kenny Silvera and it is 1:04 in the middle of the night on the 16th of May 2021. It has been raining for a while. There's a cyclone upon us. It's very stormy outside. There's a lot of wind, a lot of rain. And I feel this is the perfect weather to read one of my favorite poets. His name is Mark Schran. And the reason why I like his poetry so much is because of his poetic style. He has a very easy narrative style, almost conversational. And that's something that I really appreciate. There's not a lot of traditional rules of poetry that he follows. He's a relatively modern poet, but I do find his poetry to be, it flows really well. It's something that someone would say, if they were having a conversation with you and they were really in their feelings. It almost feels like that, and that's something that I really like. Overall, I have his collection of poems. I'm reading from one of his collections. It's called The Late Hour. It was published in 1978. And it makes sense why it was called The Late Hour. Most of these poems are something that you would probably think about lying down at night with the lights off, with probably stormy weather outside, a lot going on in your mind and trying to catch these sort of very evanescent thoughts. So that's something, that sort of defines this compilation. And the poem that I'm reading is called The Garden. The reason why I love this poem is because it describes this freeze frame moment that I really relate to. The closest example I can give is when we sort of go back to these locations in our minds, these physical locations that we freeze frame in our minds. It could be a vacation, it could be that one summer that you had this family vacation at the beach and you remember every single moment about it. Or it could be, a family outing to a theme park, or maybe just a memory of your childhood. This reminds me specifically of my dad's old home. My dad had a home back in the village. It was a really large home comparatively, and we kids had a really nice time running around through the whole house. And recently I had a nice moment. I was going through a bunch of stuff at work and I stepped away for a moment and I somehow thought of that house, and I had this sort of mental tour of the house, and it felt really nice. There are a lot of memories that we don't know that we have until we visit the place where that memory was based in our minds. You don't even have to go there physically. You can just visit the place in your mind, and all of a sudden attaches all of these memories you never thought that you had. I remember the Ashoka trees with the bulbul's nest. I remember the cinnamon tree that we used to break the bark off and smell, and it smelled really nice. I remember the flowers below the windows that we used to look at, and there were these really odd shaped flowers that looked like bristly caterpillars but were really beautiful. I remember the crotons that were growing. I remember the hedges. I remember the touch of the wood on the staircase. I remember the smell. I remember the smell of my grandmom's pantry, the spice cupboard. It's something I'll never forget. It's one of my most favorite scents in the world. And there was this, we didn't stay there often. It was we saw, just go and visit there during the holidays. And each brother or each family member had their own room on the top floor of the house. And every room had this very distinct smell because nobody stayed there, but people it had this very foreign smell. I don't know how to describe it. It was a very, very perfumey smell. All of the brothers, my dad's brothers, would work abroad. They'd come back and they had this very distinct individual perfumey smell. Very difficult to describe, but I remember that. I remember the back of the house. I remember hunting for, jamuns. I remember having curry egg for breakfast in the morning. And these are memories that I would never go back to if I didn't actually visit the house in my head. And that's something that I really like, and it just goes to show how much our brain really keeps as a freeze frame, you know, when things are going good. And you may think you've forgotten a lot, and it sometimes it worries me. You know, it worries me that I don't know the good days until the good days are gone. But going through the house the other day and, you know, remembering all these very small, minute details, it made me really happy knowing that I still have them, knowing that I can still go through them, and just generally feeling that sort of, just having that essence captured from that moment and reliving it in my mind. It felt really great. And that brings us to the poem itself. It's called The Garden. It's about this freeze frame moment, very similar to what I was describing. It describes his Mark Strand's father and his mother in the garden and in the house, and it gives a very accurate representation of how our mind really keeps things. It's this very tiny detail. It's nothing significant. It's not something extra, you know, like extraordinary. It's not something noteworthy of talking about, but it's these simple things that gives us, you know, the most joy. It makes us feel really happy, and somehow our minds, you know, gravitate towards these simple things that, you know, that you wouldn't normally keep in touch with over a period of time. Now, that being said, let's get into the poem. The Garden by Mark Strand. It shines in the garden, in the white foliage of the chestnut tree, in the brim of my father's hat as he walks on the gravel. In the garden, suspended in time, my mother sits in a redwood chair. Light fills the sky, the folds of her dress, the roses tangle beside her. And when my father bends to whisper in her ear, when they rise to leave and the swallows dip and dart, and the moon and stars have drifted off together, it shines. Even as you lean over this page, late and alone, it shines, even now in the moment before it disappears. And that perfectly encapsulates what I was saying. Mark Strand, like I said, has this very eloquent way of putting together these thoughts, these random, very fleeting thoughts that we have in the middle of the night. He's very good at condensing them into poetry, and a lot of his poems follow this a very similar theme. There are these sort of random thoughts that he captures and puts down in words very, very nicely. In fact, it reminds me of another a line that he's written and that I found to be very beautiful. It says, "I shall lay down in the dark and I shall close my eyes and look at you." And that's something that I found really beautiful. And it just goes to show on to what our brains are capable of in the middle of the night, and doesn't always have to be scary. It can be something beautiful as well. And on that beautiful note, I shall take your leave. I hope you have a good night. And this is me signing off.
Thank you.